This is Bob Brunell, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. The Oshkosh Common Council will soon decide whether to renovate City Hall or possibly move city offices onto the city center. Council members heard three options on Tuesday night, ranging in price from $28 million up to $35 million. No vote was taken, but some council members say they don't support building a new City Hall because there's no land available and the price. The city could start a City Hall project anywhere between now and 2027. The council also decided to include a discussion on homelessness on a future agenda after a local pastor gave an emotional speech on what she called the city's criminalization of homelessness. Council members have also received the city's proposed 2025 budget. A couple of budget workshops are planned early next week for council members. Lines are down, but some people stood in line as much as 2 hours on Tuesday for the first day of in-person absentee voting. Officials say the problem was with processing in Madison. Early voting continues in 19 Irving until the Friday before the November election. Page 2, Fox 11 reporting that the new owners of the outlet mall plan to keep it an outlet mall. They hope to bring in more customers and more stores in the future. Congressman Glenn Grothman and his House Judiciary Committee will have a field hearing today on the border crisis and its effects on Wisconsin. Senator Ron Johnson is one of the witnesses to be called. Police wrote 32 tickets for last weekend's pub crawl. Police also arrested two people. They continue to investigate a stabbing that occurred on Woodland Avenue. Halloween is just 1 week from tonight. Trick-or-treating hours are from 5 till 7 p.m. The Oshkosh Public Museum will celebrate Dia de los Muertos, the Day of the Dead, next Saturday, November the 2nd. The school board last night set its tax levy for the upcoming year. Taxes are down 5% as compared to last year's levy. An Oshkosh native and NBA All-Star, Ty Halliburton, interviewed former President Barack Obama earlier this week for a new podcast. Turning to sports, it's high school football playoff time. Oshkosh North in the playoffs for the first time since 2016 will go to West Appear on Friday night. Lourdes Academy will be at Griffiths. And UW Oshkosh's football team, now ranked number 9 in the country, plays at Stevens Point on Saturday afternoon. That's a look at Newsworthy for Thursday. Have a great weekend. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.